This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Since becoming American Farm Bureau President in January, Zippy Duvall has gained an even greater appreciation for how Farm Bureau gives all farmers and ranchers a voice in Washington. He knew that Farm Bureau weighed in on big issues such as farm policy and trade. Now he's in a position to see every day just how much AFBF covers the waterfront in monitoring every issue that might affect a farmer's or rancher's farm, family, and future. Here are a few examples you might not have heard about, but that are no less important to our ability to provide the nation's food as well as fiber and energy crops. In October, AFBF submitted comments to the Environmental Protection Agency calling for transparency and fairness in its review of atrazine, glyphosate, and other pesticides that are critical tools for farmers. Farm Bureau also wrote Senator Marco Rubio of Florida to express support for his bill to stop the IRS from moving ahead with a proposal that would increase farm families' estate tax liability. Farm Bureau urged congressional appropriators to provide full funding for the Agriculture and Food Research Initiative so we can keep developing and do new agricultural technologies. AFBF was also one of six agricultural organizations that wrote to yogurt maker Danon that its pledge to stop using biotech ingredients goes against sustainable agriculture. Going back past October, there have been numerous other examples. Farm Bureau commented on proposed changes to national organic program rules that would disqualify several organic livestock and poultry producers, people who have made significant investments based on the current certification standards. We asked the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics to broaden its classification of agricultural careers so that schools do not eliminate ag education programs due to a misperception that ag careers are limited. And we wrote to Congress to support passage of the Water Resources Development Act, which would authorize maintenance and improvement of our inland waterways infrastructure, which moves more than 60% of grain exports in addition to many other commodities. That's just a taste. There is more that can be mentioned here, so let's just say that Farm Bureau continually goes to bat for farmers and ranchers, giving them a voice on threats and opportunities they probably haven't even heard about, and certainly don't have the time to analyze and comment on. A Smithsonian Food History Weekend panel discussion on the politics of farm labor included Carlos Castaneda, who employs farm workers for maintenance and harvest in the vegetable, nursery, vineyard, and tree crop industries in Central California. Castaneda talked about the challenges he has faced using the H-2A program to hire temporary farm workers. He is a past president of the San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau and currently serves as vice chair of California Farm Bureau's Labor Committee. AFBF recently submitted comments to docket number APHIS 20110009, the Animal and Plant Health Protection Services proposed rule to amend regulations under the Horse Protection Act. Farm Bureau's comments highlight numerous flaws and concerns with the proposed rule changes and ask the Agriculture Department agency to provide clarification on several issues, including inspection procedures, eligible inspectors, prohibited devices and substances, and which horses are subject to routine inspection. Late last week, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee released a report and findings from its two-year investigation into the Waters of the U.S. rulemaking process. The report provides extensive details on how the administration and the Environmental Protection Agency rushed through a legally and scientifically deficient rule. Don Parrish, AFBF Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, says this is a very explosive report that documents how the administration and EPA cut corners and abused the regulatory safeguards set by Congress to justify a predetermined outcome on a regulation that will have long-term consequences for farmers and ranchers. A dozen leading U.S. grower organizations are hailing the collaborative efforts that led the new Ag Gateway Adapt framework for interoperability in precision ag systems. The group cite the many benefits to farmers and are calling on farm management information system companies to formally commit to integrating the ADAPT framework into their systems in the near future. The support was expressed in a letter to Ag Gateway Chairman David Black from the American Farm Bureau Federation, American Soybean Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, National Barley Growers Association, National Corn Growers Association, the National Cotton Council, National Farmers Union, National Sorghum Producers, National Sunflower Association, U.S. Canola Association, U.S. Dry Bean Council, and USA Rice. The letter states that over the last decade, the most consistent concern raised by farmers using precision ag is that different systems won't work together. The farm and commodity groups are pleased that Ag Gateway member companies work collectively to solve this problem by creating ADAPT. As organizations representing producers of all commodities and in all 50 states, we offer our support to encourage FMIS companies to formally commit to integrating the ADAPT framework in the near future. The Environmental Protection Agency recently announced members of the Agricultural Science Committee of the EPA Science Advisory Board. This committee provides advice to the Chartered Science Advisory Board on matters determined to have a significant direct impact on farming and agriculture-related industries. Dr. Barry Dunn of South Dakota State University, a nominee supported by AFBF, was selected for a two-year term on the committee based on his expertise in animal science and ranch management. The 2014 Farm Bill called for creation of the new committee to offer specialized advice to the board on matters of agriculturally related sciences such as economics, chemistry, engineering, agronomy, aquaculture science, biofuels, engineering, biotechnology, crop and animal science, environmental chemistry, forestry, and hydrology. AFBF, along with dozens of agricultural, business, and municipal entities, on Tuesday asked a federal court to vacate the EPA's and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Water of the United States rule. The brief filed in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit lays out in detail the substance of the group's allegations. It follows a year of litigation over which the court had jurisdiction to hear challenges to the expansive and unlawful rule. The coalition's brief explains how EPA flouted important procedural safeguards designed to ensure a fair and thoughtful rulemaking process. EPA tactics included withholding key documents until after the public comment period had closed, ignoring and ridiculing critical public comments, and issuing illegal covert propaganda in an effort to generate superficial public support for the rule. EPA set out to achieve a predetermined outcome and then manipulated the public notice and comment process to achieve that outcome, according to AFBF General Counsel Ellen Steen. She added it treated the rulemaking process like a game to be won instead of a deliberative process for developing lawful and reasonable regulations. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.